And the Danish building block company Lego is enjoying double-digit growth, but its products are mostly geared towards boys. So the company's coming out with a new line of toys for girls. Bradley Wieners writes about this in the latest edition of Bloomberg Businessweek magazine. He told Steve Inskeep it's not the first time Lego has tried to woo girls.
They've tried now 5 times to launch sort of initiatives for girls in particular, and have struggled every time. And the lesson they took from that was boys build, girls role play. But if you watch the way boys and girls play with Lego in particular, which they have extensively, boys role play too, and girls like to build. But the themes that they were offering have been conducive to boys playing rather than girls.
I'm thinking of the Star Wars Lego sets, I suppose, which, you know, it's combat. They're little weapons that the stormtroopers are holding and that sort of thing. That's boy-oriented or presumed to be?
It is, yeah. They're the lightsabers. I mean, if you go into the kingdoms, you've got the Excalibur, you've got the daggers, you've got all of these maces and cudgels. It's very much about battles and conflict.
Now, if anybody's at home thinking that we're stereotyping people, let's be fair here. My daughter plays with Legos. So this is not about individuals. It's about percentages. Broadly speaking, you're saying in percentage terms, more boys are playing with Legos than girls. So what has Lego now tried to do about this?
Well, they've come up with a whole new set of themes called Lego Friends. It borrows at least one thing from the American Girl dolls, which is that there are 5 friends who come with backstories, who run businesses, cafes, and so on. Throw parties. They've also figured out that girls really didn't like the Lego minifigure. This is this sort of squat, kind of robotic-looking guy. He's kind of goofy-looking. He's ugly to them, and they don't want to play him because they don't want to be him. So they've gone back and created a whole new lady minifigure.
The lady minifigure, she's a little taller.
5 millimeters taller, which is important because that gives you the scale you need for hairbrushes and handbags.
Okay, but is the hair combable then?
The hair is not combable, but you can sort of use your imagination on that.
I'm guessing that they went ahead and included a lot of pink?
There is, but the pink was already in the Lego palette, and the new colors are lavender and these sort of softer Easter egg colors. And there actually is a lot of research that the girls are more sensitive to color at an early age, so they went softer. The other thing that they discovered is that the girls wanted to quickly get to the role play, start rearranging things, customizing things, as opposed to boys who like to make it look just the way it appeared on the box. So they've actually bagged the sets so you can begin to play different scenarios before you finish the build.
And when you open a Lego box, you're going to get a biography of the little character?
Yeah, they're not you know, book length, but you're going to get a paragraph, and they're going to let you know that you could sort of pick up one as the veterinarian, one as a hairdresser.
Although, when you name the occupations, I can already hear the complaints coming in. I mean, veterinarian, hairdresser, perfectly legitimate occupations, but someone is going to ask, where's the CEO? Where's the Secretary of State?
Absolutely. Well, they're definitely running a risk here of reinforcing some stereotypes, even as they try to break down the ones about girls building. So they know they're in that margin. They've talked to a lot of moms. They've told me some stories of talking to moms that professed to hate pink while they were wearing pink, too. So they struggle to find that space where they can be original, but also be a mass market phenomenon.
Bradley Wieners of Bloomberg Businessweek magazine, thanks very much.
Thank you.